Hey, Pastor Chandler.
Hey, Pastor Tony.
What's going on?
What did I say? Mm-hmm. What in the world is going on?
That is a great question. What's happening today, this week?
Well, this week, we're just still seeking to memorize Romans 5, 10, and 11. For if while we were enemies... Wait, let's have them recite it with us.
Yeah. Okay,
so if you're
ready?
Listening, you recite it along with us.
Here
Don't
we go.
Look, but...
If...
Four. Start over.
All right, ready?
Ready.
For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
There you go. Great job, everybody.
Great job.
And again, if you want to help memorizing that, check out the website. There's some resources there to help you learn about what the text is all about and to sing a song.
World Wide Web.
World Wide Web.
Dot New Life Christian Community. Dot.
Less syllables than
right.
www.
Less syllables.
Syllables. Okay. Great. And just to let everyone know what's going on at New Life, we're going to run through some announcement type stuff and a calendar briefing.
Right on.
All right. First of all, if you are looking for someone to celebrate Thanksgiving with, to have a Thanksgiving meal with, maybe family's not in town, there's a great opportunity happening at the building here on Thanksgiving Day at 1 p.m. The Stratmones are hosting a Thanksgiving meal.
Nice. Which actually introduces a segment that we like to call, What Do You Like for Thanksgiving?
Right. So, last time we learned that Pastor Tony likes beans, and I like turkey. What else do you like? Let's talk desserts.
Yeah, desserts. Okay. I'm a huge fan of apple pie.
Apple pie. You make a mean apple pie.
I try, but...
I had it one time.
Yeah. Mary Anderson, man, she can nail an apple
pie. And
yeah.
She's good, too, yeah.
How about you? What's your dessert?
I used to really like the pecan pies. But then one time I saw my mother-in-law making it, and I saw how much corn syrup is used to make it.
I thought you were going to say how much love.
No, I mean a lot of love. A
lot of love.
But a lot of corn syrup. And so I try not to eat that anymore. So I like, you know, apple pie and a slab of ice cream.
Yeah. Vanilla bean.
Yep.
All the way.
So Should we have some music play us out from this segment? Thanksgiving music.
Yeah, we could do that.
All right. So music cued. Okay, moving on here. we want to highlight for you guys that the New Life Video Ministry is looking for volunteers to help on Sunday mornings. What does the New Life Video Ministry do?
Well, if you are sick and unable to be at the building on a Sunday morning with us directly, you can at the same time sit in your bed with your computer, pull up the
bowl.
Yeah, what?
Your computer and bowl.
That's right.
In case you're sick.
Yeah.
All right.
I use a garbage.
We use our popcorn bowl.
Gotcha. Oh, all right. Take note, everybody, if you're going over to watch a movie at the Wileys. Yeah, so anyway, you can watch from from the comfort or leisure or agony of your bed live, so you don't get behind. You also have the opportunity then later in the week... If something was said that you were trying to recall, you can go back and watch the service, the sermon in particular, because the audiovisual ministry exists at New Life. The video team does a great job. Mm-hmm. There's three positions every week that need to be filled in order for us to have the visual there, and it also helps people in the very back feel like they're closer to the front of the room. We want to utilize as much of this facility as we can. So anyway, there's two cameras and a switcher who is really in charge of what you see on the screens.
It's a cool ministry and a great opportunity to serve at New Life. So talk to Jim maybe or Pastor Tony if you're interested in helping out.
Right on.
We just want to continue to highlight the Operation Christmas Child Shoebox Drive. The collection is coming up on November 22nd. So if you are packing a box, have packed a box, we need those boxes in by November 22nd.
This week, Kara Gilbertson posted an article on The Table in reference to Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes, and it was a really helpful resource in knowing what would be ideal in putting in the shoeboxes. So if you are familiar with the table, hop on there, worldwideweb.newlifechristiancommunity.table.org, and find that article and enjoy it. And if you're not familiar with the table, what should we do, Pastor Chandler?
You should click on the link on the very front page of the website that says The Table.
Got to get on there. We post prayer requests. It allows you to post prayer requests. It allows you to post needs that you have or things that you might have that others would need. It's a great resource. It, in effect, is a... It's like a virtual table that we all sit around and talk.
Yeah, it's a very cool resource for our church. And this is really cool. Lorraine Milner is bringing a pot of chili to the New Life building on Wednesday, November 18th at 5 p.m., just before Immerse.
Yeah.
And it says that for anyone who would like to get together to pack boxes or help get their boxes packed, you can come around that time. You'll also learn a lot about the missions ministry that is happening both at New Life and through the Operation Christmas Child. So November 18th, a pot of chili and shoeboxes.
If they served, if my wife or my, wherever I'm going for Thanksgiving, if they served chili, I think it might make the, what do you like for Thanksgiving?
That would be on the list.
I think it would.
Yeah. Mm. But we're so stuck in the routine.
We really are. Turkey
Let's
and
break out.
Potatoes and break out. Let's do some chili.
Some chili and football.
Come enjoy some packing shoeboxes with Lorraine Milner and the rest of the crew at New Life.
I'll be there.
Right on.
All right. Coming up this week as well, on November 18th, we have Grief Share meeting at 12:30 here at the building. It's a great ministry for those who are suffering the loss of a loved one or a close friend. On November 18th, we just said this, but the box packing at 5 p.m. and then Immerse at 6:30. Join us at Immerse for just discipleship for the whole family. We study the Bible, and from nursery all the way up to adults, everyone is digging through the Word and getting closer to our Savior.
Amen.
November 19th, that's Thursday morning, there will be a study in the Book of Acts for men at 6:30 a.m. at the New Life Building. Then on November 19th, the same day, at 9:30 a.m., the women will join together to study the Book of Hebrews. And that on Thursday as well, another Grief Share is meeting for those who can't make the Wednesday afternoon. And that's at 6:30.
P.M.
P.M. Yes.
P.M. Post-meridian.
Post-meridian.
Well, digging through the Word, that is a that's a key concept for us at New Life, isn't
it? Mm-hmm. Oftentimes at, and this is transferring into our doctrine section for everyone.
Little segment we like to call our doctrine section.
Our doctrine. So we'll put some music in.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And imagine some music right now.
Fading out, and it's over. And
we'll, good.
All right, doctrine, okay.
Yeah.
But this, on Sunday mornings, oftentimes we hear the phrase, after the sermon, I've heard this, and Pastor Tony, you've heard this, how do you get so much out of, or how did you get that out of a specific section of the Bible? And really, the question is about interpretation. How are we interpreting the Bible at New Life, and what are we trying to accomplish?
That's a really good question. You know, we started with special revelation and emphasizing the importance of God's Word. And then last week we talked about general revelation and how God speaks to us through nature around us. But really, the question is important. How do we get so much out of the Word, even on a Sunday morning or personally? Don't worry about the noises you hear in the background. Somebody just walked by. But anyway, that is a really good question. There are some things that you need to know about the leadership here at New Life regarding how we believe the Word is ought to be interpreted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not at the whims of how God is speaking to me personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a downfall in modern Christianity that we see often. And we hear the phrase, well, I believe that this is what it means for me. Or as I read this passage, this is what it means to me. And really, our goal in interpretation is what, Pastor Chandler?
Our goal as we interpret the Bible is to understand what the original audience was supposed to understand according to what the original author wrote. So the lesson that was originally meant in the time and place of the writing.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. That would be what we would refer to as a literal understanding of the word. What linguistically, literally, culturally is this meant to mean to its original audience? And what did the original author intend for it to mean? There are some exceptions when referring to some prophecies that have multiple fulfillments and the author may not understand what entirely he or she is writing, but they are following the lead of the Spirit. And so the goal ultimately is always, 100% of the time, to understand what the Holy Spirit meant in causing this passage to be written. So what is the Spirit's message to the reader, right, or the original audience?
And that's what we're trying to understand as we study the Bible. And it doesn't take application out of the picture.
Absolutely.
So how
not.
Do we get from the time and place of the original writing to today and understanding what God is might be showing us today?
Exactly. Application is the part where we look at what the Spirit is saying to the original audience and then allow the Spirit to speak the same truth to us. And how does that transfer? Well, there is where you need to be on your knees as you're studying Scripture in every process. So throughout the process of studying Scripture, it is a prayer. It is one big prayer.
Mm-hmm.
As we open the Word. So if you're looking for insight into how should I study the Word at home? Well, the first thing that you ought to be doing is praying over the text, talking to the Lord about whatever it is you are seeking to understand. You also oftentimes need to slow down,
mm-hmm,
and don't gloss over things. Try to dig in and understand. One of the big problems we have is not understanding the geographical locations of what we're talking about. And often there are things being said, even in where things are taking place. For example, Amos, the book of Amos can be a confusing book if you just sit down and read through it. But the brilliance of the book is really understood when you understand where certain things are taking place and the audience and the nations that are being spoken of and where those nations are in reference to Judah, for example. So there, to pique your curiosity, go study Amos.
Yeah. So we need to slow down if we're going to seek to interpret the Scripture. We need to pray. Also, it's beneficial to have good resources and not bad resources.
Absolutely.
So when you're looking for maybe a devotional through a book or a study guide through a specific section of the Bible, make sure that the author is writing about the original intent of the Scriptures before they're talking about application or maybe what it means for us today.
Yeah. Yeah, you can kind of get a feel for that and how the author is writing about the text. Also, please don't hesitate to talk to Pastor Chandler or myself when you're looking to study a certain book or passage, and maybe we can help you find a good resource. On that note, the Elder Board has something that we'd like to be doing. What is that?
What is
books?
That? Oh, yeah. We're going to be putting together a resource library here at New Life where there are going to be many resources for the church to grab a hold of for sale. You can buy them. And that would be a great place to start when you're seeking to either get good Christian literature or resources to study the Word. Because we want everyone to be studying the Word.
That's right.
Not just on Sunday morning when we all study together, but every day, every person at New Life is in the Word, praying and slowing down and taking it all in.
That's right. Stay tuned for more updates on that library that we're hoping to put together. And also, if you don't have a good study Bible, take one from New Life. We want you to have it. And that is another great resource. Those are really good.
Those are excellent.
Study notes in there. Before you go out and buy another resource, exhaust your study Bible,
mm-hmm,
and its footnotes and all that.
And about your personal Bible, what are some good things to do with your personal Bible?
Well, I highly recommend marking in your personal Bible. Take notes, write, underline, underline common words, common themes.
Locations.
And mark where this is north, south, east, west. Use a highlighter if you want. But, you know, we don't worship the Bible that you hold in your hand. We don't worship the Bible at all. We worship the Son of God, God the Father and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity all together. That's who we worship. We don't worship the products that that he has produced.
Yeah, it is a gift that has been given to us. And right. We don't worship the gift, but the giver. Right. One thing that I do when I'm studying a specific text that might be helpful is I'll print the text off on a piece of paper, kind of in the middle of the piece of paper, and then I just go to town writing anything that sticks out to me or highlighting. And so if you have some paper to waste, you could just print it out.
It would be far from wasting, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. When we edit this, we'll take that out.
Well, no, that would be a waste.
So that's what we're doing when we interpret the Bible, and we just want the Lord to show us what the Lord wants to show us.
Amen. It's up to him what we learn, not our own imaginations.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. And
we're really glad that you have joined us.
Yeah. We have fun doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
So.
All right. Until next time.
Blessings.